a conversation in the cabin. Not long after that, everybody got a strong buzz. Farson talking loud, gesturing with his hands. "So what brings you to the cabin, Amuro?" Mibi asked.
"I am of the Golo faith. We roam the worlds, try to take it in, understand everything. We observe and record what we see, spirit scribes. I went to the wildlands to observe a religious festival there. I barely escaped alive."
He poured everyone another drop of his elven wine.
"How many drops you got in there?"
Farson asked greedily. "What happened at the festival?" Mibs asked.
"Lots of drinking, whooping, dancing in sinister masks. Drinking blood of sacrificial victims. It was on Tekler Island. Still inhabited by a hostile savage man-elf hybrid. They would have killed me not for the fact that I have a little elven heredity myself. These people who have never used a gun or held an electric guitar. The Nesquiki people. Once a powerful and brutal nation, now down to a couple hundred or less living on that island. They have reddish-orange skin that is believed to be a medical cure for cancer, and people sometimes still try to hunt them to this day. Most who try, die. The festival went on for 3 days and nights, getting wilder and wilder. Playing drums and human bones, howling, convulsing, open sex, naked bodies all over. I had a lot of sex that night. That, and there are cups of green black broth they're passing around. The stuff has a stimulant with hallucinogenic effects. The last night was like a fever. I saw people killed. They were killing prisoners. Killing captives of Terek and other wild lands. They were killing each other. One of them suddenly tackled me with a snarl. It was like a feeding frenzy. I was an off-islander, and they wanted to rip me apart. Some of these savage festers were my friends just hours ago. I fought free of the biting, kicking man, and I ran. Spears flying around me, but I didn't give them time to get to their arrows. They were really fucked up at this point. Many of them could hardly walk, let alone run. It was not too hard to get away. I will never go back again.
"Are you still planning on hunting the spirit deer?" Mibi asked Farson. Everybody is pretty drunk off the couple drops of elven wine. Mibi felt good. Drunk but energized. Mibi explained to him that he had already searched the place high and low, and there's no food in here, apparently. But Farson kept at it. He returned to the table with the salt and pepper shaker, shook out a couple piles and mixed them into his hand and licked it up.
"Not bad, it's something,"
he explained. Lightning lit up Omuro's face as he said,
"That deer is a sacred animal. If you do get a chance and I'm around, I won't let you kill it."
His calm voice after the crack of thunder.
"Bring it on, Preacher Monk!"
Farson challenged, thrusting his hips vulgarly while grabbing his crotch. what other strange or scarce animals have you all seen? Mibby asked, trying to deflate a potential fight. He did not trust that farce in a bit. So, a conversation started up about strange animals.